Shalom to all. Today's office Cholon Daf Kuf Tetz. We're starting about the fourth line with the words of Amar Mara. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Memzar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we will discussion. The Gemara suggested that whether or not Efshar L'Seichta is Aser is Machlekes Tanaim. Where is this from? So Brisa brings our case of a drop of milk and a piece of meat in a pot. The milk is Noisein Tam because there isn't 60 to Mivatal the milk. That piece is Aser becomes Nevela and then Aser is everything else in the pot because of Min B'Minai. Now she's Rabbi Huda and the Chum argued that there needs to be enough milk to be Noisein Tam in the entire pot so it's not Aser. Now, Rebbe had said that Nirin Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda's Shita is seeming, we go with him, that's when the pot wasn't stirred or covered, and we go with the Chamim when it was stirred or covered. Now, we had clarified that Rebbe must understand Rebbe Yehuda as referring to when the milk initially fell in, wasn't stirred, so it had a chance to Aser that piece of meat that it fell on, but then later on it was stirred or covered, and we see from here that even though we could technically say Efshar L'Seichta, because as it continues cooking, the milk is Niflat, it gets expelled into the pot, and then it technically should be bottled by everything else in the pot. Nonetheless, everything is Aser, so it must be that Efshar L'Seichta is Aser. And that was Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. So now we continue discussing Amar Meir, who stated that V'Divrei Chachamim, Rebbe goes like the Chachamim, K'Shenir V'Kisa, that's when the pot was stirred or covered. Now the question is, my near, my Kisa, what does that mean, it was stirred or covered? Even if you want to say, near B'Saifel, near B'Tchila, V'Kisa B'Saifel, Kisa B'Tchila, then the pot was stirred or covered only at the end, but not in the beginning. Well, Ha'amrit, you had just said, meaning we just explained, that near in Divrei Yehuda Baha, the Rebbe goes like Rebbe Yehuda in this case, and he asers. Al must be what are the Rabbanu referring to? Near mitchila ve'adsaif, ikisa mitchila ve'adsaif. Then if the pot was stirred or covered from the beginning till the end, meaning the moment the drop of milk fell in, it was stirred or covered, then we say that we view the drop of milk falling not just on this piece of meat, but really in the entire pot, and then there would be betol. And mechal, this is mashma, the Rabbanu savri, that the Rabbanu themselves hold, near besaif v'loi near betchila, kisa besaif v'loi kisa betchila, mutter. That it was just stirred or covered at the end and not at the beginning, still it's mutter. Rebbe might not go like them in that case. He goes like Rebbe Yehuda and says that it's Aser, but the Rabbanu themselves hold that as long as it was stirred, even if that was just at the end, everything's going to be mutter. So Amal Kasavri, we see the Rabbanu hold Efshar L'Seichta mutter, that Efshar L'Seichta is mutter. Here we have our Machlekes Tanoim. Rebbe Yehuda holds Efshar L'Seichta Aser, whereas Rabbanu hold Efshar L'Seichta mutter. That's a raya. However, Amal Rebacham Adifti Lervina, Rebacham Adifti Aser Vina, Mimad Efshar L'Seichta Pligi. Who says they're arguing in a case of Efshar L'Seichta? Delma Efshar L'Seichta Dirakol Aser. Maybe in this case, everyone's agreeing that Efshar L'Seichta is Aser, v'hacha b'min b'mina k'miflgi, and their whole machlekes over here is by min b'mina. Rabbi Yehuda tamei Rabbi Yehuda shitasei da'amar min b'mina loy batol. He holds min b'mina is not batol, and therefore the moment this piece of meat became Aser, now it's considered nevela, and now it's mixed with a whole bunch of other pieces of meat, so it's min b'mina, so nothing's batol, and everything over here is Aser. Whereas Rabbanu tamei Rabbanu l'shitasam da'amri they hold min b'mina batol. The min b'mina is batol, and therefore even though we have an Aser piece of meat over here, since it's mixed with a whole bunch of mutter pieces of meat, even though it's min b'mina, it's not a problem. It's batol. And maybe it's not a discussion of Efshar L'Seichta at all. So Gemara, that can't be. Hi, my e Amrit Bishlama. There are banon b'min b'minai hacha krib Yehuda sfirle. If you want to say there are banon over here are actually agreeing to Reb Yehuda in a case of min b'minai, the min b'minai is not batol. Uba Efshar L'Seichta pligi, and they're only arguing in a case of Efshar L'Seichta. Hanu duka Amar Rebbe near and divre Reb Yehuda b'ha v'divre Chacham b'ha. So the lashon of the brisa makes sense that Rebbe said it seemed to go like Reb Yehuda in this case and seemed to go like the Chachamim in the other case. Eli Amrit Efshar L'Seichta divre call aser. If you want to say that everybody holds that Efshar L'Seichta is Aser, v'hacha min b'mina k'miflgi, and over here it's just a machlekes of min b'mina, so hi nirin div Rebbe Yehuda ve'ein nirin mi ba'alei. The proper lashon that Rebbe should have used is that it's seeming to go like Rebbe Yehuda in the first case, the min b'mina is not batol, and it's not seeming to go like him in the second case, and the chum shita would not be relevant over here vis-a-vis the way Rebbe is holding. And since it's not the way that it's worded, it must be the machlekes over here is regarding Efshar L'Seichta, and concludes the Gemara of Asulei Midi. There's nothing else to discuss with this, there's no more conversation to be had about this. This is the proper understanding of the entire brisa, and that's a final conclusion. And moving on to the Mishnah with a brand new discussion. Hakechal, what about udders? We have the udders of an animal. Now that's considered a regular piece of meat. It's flesh from the animal, so it's meat. Now the problem is obviously is that there's milk inside the udders. So technically, the udders, kechal, should be an issue of meat and milk. Says the Mishnah, kairai, he just tears it open, umaitzis chalavai, and he takes out the milk, and then there's no problem. Now loikarai, let's say he didn't tear it open, ain't over all of, there's no issue, he's not over. Which means if he cooked the udder that had the milk inside, and even if he subsequently ate it, he's not over for cooking meat and milk, and he's not over for eating meat and milk. And that's because as follows. The only d'oraisa iser of meat and milk is when the milk was pyresh min hachai, when it was milked from the animal, when the animal is still alive. It's about that milk that the Torah says, that we have an iser d'oraisa of meat and milk. However, if the milk was extracted from the animal after it was shechted, let's say they took the cow, they shechted it, and then they squeezed the udder, nurse taking out some milk, that milk is only asur d'rabbanan. And in regards to milk that never even came out of the animal, rather, it was still absorbed in the little pockets that's located in the udder itself, that's not even asur d'rabbanan. That's why even if he wasn't kairit, he didn't tear it, and he didn't remove that milk, and he just cooked it as is, he's not over anything. Now the Mishnah tells about something similar. Halev, what about the heart of the animal? So this also has pockets of blood in it. So kairoi mitzis damai, he has to tear it open and remove that blood. Whereas like kairoi, if he didn't tear it open and he cooked it, ain't over olav, he's not over for eating it. And Rashi points out that this is only referring to the heart of a bird, which doesn't have a kezias of dam. However, we're talking about the heart of a larger animal that does have a kezias of dam, a person would be chayv for not removing that blood. So that's what I'm based on top. The Gemara discusses udders. Kechal. Amrav zeira, amrav, rav, zeira, b'shem rav, ain't over olav, umotar. When the Mishnah said that if a person didn't tear the udders before cooking them, he's not over. It's not just that he's not over, but it's usur. Actually, he's not over, and it's mutter, meaning it's 100% mutter to do this, l'chatchila, no problem. As the you say that, but not the Mishnah says, ain't over all of, he's not over for it. Masha mi'avar hudloy avar ha'yisura ikah, that he's not over, but there's still an isur. And the answer is that no, b'din hudisur namileka. Really, there isn't even an isur at all, and that's as we explained in the Mishnah. That's because as long as the milk had not been extracted from the udder, it still remained absorbed inside. It's not even usur d'rabbanan. It's just the v'ayibala misna seifa, since the seifa of the Mishnah has to teach, halev kairi mitzis damai, in regards to the heart, he has to tear it open and remove the blood. Loi kairi, if he didn't tear it open, ain't over olav, that he's not over, and hasam over there, mi'avar hudloi avar ha'isura ikka, he might not be over, but there still is an isur, tanami resha, that's what the resha also teaches, ain't over olav, that he's not over. And that's just to keep the language the same between the resha and the seifa. But really, in the resha, it's even mutar l'chatchila to cook the kchal, cook the udder like this. The Gemara suggests, let's say the following brisa is a raya for this. The brisa tells us that kchal kairu mitzis chalavai. In regards to the udder, he tears it open, he removes the milk. Loi kairi, if he didn't tear it open, ain't over olav, he's not over. The brisa continues, halev, the heart, kairu mitzis damai, he tears it open, removes the blood. Loi kairi, if he didn't tear it open, but kairi lacher bishulai, if he tore it open after he cooked it, umutar, and it's permitted. So the diok is, lev hudabai kriya. The heart, it requires kriya even after cooking, you'd have to tear it open. But that's mashma of a kachal, loi bai kriya. In regards to the udders, it's mashma, it doesn't have to be torn open at all. And so that would seem to be like our explanation of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a raya. Dilma, lev hudasagi lebe kriya. Maybe the brass is telling us that when it comes to the heart, it's sufficient to tear it open even after it was cooked. Aval kchal, loi sagi lebe kriya. Maybe if the kchal was cooked without tearing it open, you're not able to tear it open afterwards and there's nothing you can do. There's no remedy. So there's no right to the shita. Now, bottom line is, this first opinion of Zeira b'shem Rav is that kchal ain't over olav umutter. However, says the Gemara, v'ikad amri, some say that Amr Zeira Amar Rav ain't over olav v'asr. If a person didn't tear the kchal open before cooking it, he's not over, but it's still asr. And lame zeile, let's say the Mishnah is a raya for this. What does the Mishnah say, ain't over olav? So we learn from here, the me'avar hudloi avar ha yisura ikha, mashma there is an asr. Says the Gemara, that's not a raya, because we could technically understand the Mishnah is telling us that b'din hudi yisura nami leka. Really, maybe there's not even an isra at all. It's just that since the seifa has to teach us, halev kairi mitzis damai, and loy kairi, ain't over olav, if he didn't tear the heart open, he's not over. Dahasa mi'avar hudloi avar ha'yisur ikka, over there, he's not over, but there still is an isra, so tanami resha, in order to keep the lashon consistent, the resha also taught, ain't over olav, that he's not over, but it could be the resha means even l'chatchila, it's mutter. So there's no raya to the second version of what Rav had said from the Mishnah. So we attempt another raya, tashma, we had just brought this brisa before, hakechel kairi mitzis chalavai, loy kairi, if he didn't tear it open, ain't over olav, he's not over. And then the brisa says, halev, kairu mitzis damai, loy kairi, and kairi lacher bishulai mutter. He could tear it open after it's cooked and it's mutter. Now, what do we see from here? Lev hudabai kriya, that the heart requires tearing open. Aval kchal, loy bai kriya. Mashma the kchal doesn't need to be torn open at all. So this seems to be not like the second version of Rav. So the Gemara, not a raya. Delma lev hudasagi lebe kriya. Maybe all the brisa is telling us is that the lev is able to be torn open after cooking. Aval kchal, loy sagi lebe kriya. Maybe it's not able to be done to the udders. So this wouldn't be a raya either. The bottom line is we have two different shittas in what Rav had said, and we don't have a raya either from our Mishnah or from his brisa according to either lashon. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kalishna Kamad Rav. We have a brisa like the first lashon of Rav. What does the brisa say? If their udders were cooked in their milk, meaning with the milk still inside, they're mutter. Whereas keva shebishle bechalava aser. If a keva, the stomach of an animal, is cooked with its milk inside, it's aser. Now this is referring to a baby animal that was nursing from its mother. Then they shechted that baby animal and they took out the stomach. The stomach has milk in it, and they cooked that stomach with the milk, that's aser. Bottom line, as we see from the Risha, the Brisa, it tells us beferush, chal that was cooked with its chalav in it, it's 100% mutter, there's no issue. Now we just clarify the difference between the chal and the keva, the udder that was cooked with its milk, that's mutter, whereas the stomach that's cooked with the milk is aser. My hafresh means zel, what's the difference between the two of those? The answer is, zek konus meyov, vizek ain't konus meyov. This one is gathered in its stomach, and this one is not gathered in its stomach. In other words, in the case of the keva, the milk in the stomach, since that milk was already extracted from the mother when the mother was alive, so that has a din of 100% milk, like the isra da'iraisa of milk, and therefore even though now it's absorbed into the stomach of the baby animal, it's still considered problematic milk, as opposed to, as we'd explained, with the chal, with the udders, that's still inside the udder, never came out, so therefore it's permitted. Now we continue clarifying, ketzad karai, how is he supposed to tear the chal to get out the milk? So Rabbi Yehuda explains, karai shesiva erev, he makes a crisscross tear, he tears it lengthwise and widthwise, and v'tachu b'kaisel, he smushes it against the wall to extract as much milk as possible. Now story, amalei Rabbi Elazar l'shamai, Rabbi Elazar asks his attendant, his servant, his shamish, kara li, tear chal for me, v'ana echol, and I'm going to eat it. So Gemara asks Mike Mashmalan, what are we learning from this? Masnisani, this is our Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have to tear the chal before cooking it. And the answer is that no, Hakamashmalan, the chiddush over here is, deloy be'inin shesiva erev v'tachu b'kaisel. We don't require shesiva erev, tearing it down and across and squishing against the wall. And from Rashi's explanation, we see they're really supposed to add the following words into the girsa, el kedera, this is only required when cooking in a pot. Meaning when the chal is being cooked in a pot, so then we would have the issue of milk coming out of the udder and then getting reabsorbed back into it, and that would be a real problem because since the milk is coming out and then getting absorbed back into it, so that's like cooking meat and milk, that's why you have to do a proper shesiva erev widthwise and lengthwise and squishing it against the wall before cooking it to get out as much milk as possible. As opposed to Rabbi Elazar, when he asks the shamish to tear it for him, he's just saying do a very basic thing, either cut it lengthwise or widthwise, and it doesn't even have to be squished against the wall, and that's because he was going to be roasting it and not cooking it in a pot, therefore any milk that would come out of it would just drip away and not get reabsorbed back into it, and so we don't have this problem. On something similar, Amrle Yalta Rav Nachman. Yalta told Rav Nachman, Yalta is Rav Nachman's wife, so she told her husband as follows, Michni Letzi, called Asr Lan Rachmana, anything that the Torah asked for us, Shara Lan Kavase, it permitted something similar to that. For example, Asr Lan Dama, it asked blood for us, we're not allowed to eat blood, but Shara Lan Kveda, it permitted us to eat Kaved, which is liver. Rashi explains that the liver of an animal is Kulay Dam, the whole thing is blood, and has this taste of congealed or crusted blood, and so even though you're not allowed to eat regular blood, you could still eat Kaved. Another thing, Nida, a man's not allowed to cohabit with a Nida, that's when a woman had menstrual blood come from her, she's tummy, and it's also under the penalty of Kares to go out with her. However, Dam Toihar, Hashem permitted Dam Toihar. This is in two situations. When a woman has blood come from her, it's still permitted to be with her. That's by the first few bias with a basula, and also after a woman has a baby for a certain amount of time, there's something called Dam Toihar, it's permitted to be with her. Another example of this is Chelev Behema, it's also to eat the Chelev, the forbidden fats from an animal, whereas Chelev Chaya, it's permitted to eat these very same fats from a Chaya, from a non-domesticated animal. Another example, Chazir, one's not allowed to eat Chazir, however, Meich de Shibuta, the brain of the Shibuta type fish that tastes like chazer. Another example, Geruso, which is a type of not kosher bird, even though that's also to eat, Lashon de Kavra, the tongue of a fish that evidently tastes like this bird, and that's permitted. Another example, Ashishish, one's not allowed to live with a married woman. However, Grusha B'chaya Baila, the Torah permitted a person to marry a divorced woman even when her previous husband is still alive, and that's kind of like Ashishish. Another example, Ashishach, a man's not allowed to marry his brother's wife, is when the brother dies without children, this was actually a mitzvah to marry his wife. Lastly, Kusis, a man is not allowed to marry a non-Jewish woman. However, Yifas Toyar, there's the name of Yifas Toyar, this is when the Yidden went out to battle, and if one of the soldiers saw a beautiful non-Jewish woman, Yifas Toyar, so there's a whole procedure, at the end of the day, he's allowed to marry her. So we see Yalta says to her husband, Rav Nachman, that everything that's usher has something permitted that's like it. Now here's the clincher, Be'inan Lamechol Bisar B'Chalava, I want to eat meat and milk, I want to have Basar B'Chalav. So Amar Rav Nachman Tabache, Rav Nachman told the butchers, no problem, Zvik Lakachli, go stab a chal for her, go take a spit, stick it into a chal, into an udder, roast it for her, and that's Basar B'Chalav, that's permitted. Ask the Gemara, hold on, V'anan Tanan, we had learned, Kairai, that it has to be torn open to get out the milk, and Rav Nachman didn't say that at all. The Gemara says, no, Ahu L'Gedera, that's only when it's being cooked in a pot. As Marak Yusev Al-Katani, we had learned in a Braisa, Sheh Bishloi, that it was cooked, so it's permitted. That's Mashma Di Eved Lin L'Chatchil Loi, that only Bidi Eved, if it was cooked without being torn open, so then it's permitted, but L'Chatchila, it has to be torn open first to get out the milk. So Gemara says, no, Hu Adin Dafi L'Chatchila, even L'Chatchila, it's permitted to roast a chal without having to tear it open and get out the milk. It's just the V'ayat Gabay L'Misni Seifa. Since the Seifa that Braisa had to tell us, Keva, in regards to the stomach of the animal, Kufi Raman Alf on top, Shebishla B'chalava, if it was cooked with its milk, Asur, that's Asur, Dafil Diyavid Nami Loi, in that case, even B'diyavid, it's not permitted. So Tanami Reisha, Shebishloi, that's with the Reisha as well, in order to keep the Lashon consistent, says the word Shebishloi, if it was cooked, but really in the Reisha, even L'chatchila, it's allowed to be roasted without having to be cut open, and that's because, as we had said, the milk drips away and doesn't get reabsorbed. It's only if he's going to be cooking it in a pot, so then it has to be cut open because that milk might be reabsorbed. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.